The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. For I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us join together in prayer. Gracious God, bless the reading, the hearing, and the interpretation of your holy word this morning, so that we may be people who live in the hope to the glory of your name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. There is a richness in the name that a person is given or takes upon themselves. With what sense do you come to understand your name? Is it touch? Is it through sight or sound? When someone hears your name, what do you suppose they think of? Is your name binary or non-binary? What memories are invoked? What about it makes you the person you are, the person you are becoming, and the person that you will be? Just this past week, the names like Barbara Bush, Donald Trump, Tim Bergling, also known as Avicii, James Comey, they all come to mind. And undoubtedly, you have your own set of names that you are reciting in your own minds at the moment. And these names become the watercolor images of our mind, painted on the canvas of our emotions and memories. Names have power. Names are expansive. In the Gospel of John, Jesus expands on his own name with the seven I am statements. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. And in our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus reveals how the fullness of his name makes a difference in our lives. Jesus expands on the fullness of his name by expanding on it by saying, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Jesus, in love, knows us fully, each by our own names. When Jesus describes this relationship in the gospel text, this mutual relationship, it is one that is formed out of time spent and trust earned. So in order to understand the passage this morning that we read in the gospel, one must consider that the sheep and the shepherd are not born recognizing each other. The relationship between the shepherd and the sheep is cultivated over time. The shepherd spends a great amount of time with the sheep, building up this trust and this relationship. And so it is with us. None of us here initially walked through the doors of this church knowing each and every person by name. Name by name, our community grows out of the love and respect for one another, which is cultivated through time. For some of us, naming comes easy. For others, finding the name that matches the face of the other is a constant struggle. But nonetheless, the Abbas and the Ammas, the desert fathers and mothers, the early Christians who left everything behind to dedicate themselves to seeking God, would say that the root of every name is love. And it is through the honoring of the names of all the people that we come to see how the power of love answers and then contradicts the love of power. For those of us whose names are known, heard, recognized, and upheld, to love means to create a silence, to be still, and to seek the names and the voices that you don't see, and to hear the names of the voices that you haven't heard, and to seek the names and the voices of those who seem unfamiliar, and to seek the names and the voices of those identities that you don't agree with. For your name is important. You are loved. You are valued. You are worth it. You belong. God cares for you. It's that simple. Every time we turn on the television or check our news feeds, we are welcomed and greeted by the pageantry of the bizarre, which seeks to polarize and divide us, no matter which side of any issue you happen to stand on. It's enough to make some, if not all of us, feel inadequate. So when you are tired and fed up because you feel or haven't been told you are enough, floor the accelerator within you and proclaim the amazing power of creation that thrives beneath your skin. For those who are unheard, love means to speak your name in a shout, in a painting, in sculpture, in a post, in a protest, or even in a whisper. However you find your voice, use it and do not keep silent. For your name is important. You are loved. You are valued. You are worth it. You belong. God cares for you. It's that simple. Today in our sacrament of baptism, we welcomed a new name, Macy. And in this sacrament, we affirm that her name is important. In our tradition, the parents and sponsors are asked to name the person to be baptized. And in that response, they presented Macy, Mark, and Brian for the sacrament of baptism. In other traditions, the baptismal service just stops. And the parents are asked, name this child. She is now counted among those who are loved, those who are valued, those who are worth it, those who belong. God cares for her. It's that simple. And yet all of this can be incredibly complex. For it is the love that gathers our prayers, our petitions, our joys, our sorrows, our longings, our desperate pleas within us, and our cries out into the will of God. The God of love is our shepherd and knows each of us by name. We lack nothing because God is ours forever. Grant that when we hear God's voice, we may know the one who calls us each by name, and then follow where God leads us. Amen.